From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, researchers described a new genetic test that has the potential to dramatically change breast cancer treatment. At a symposium in San Antonio, Texas, researchers presented several reports about the test, which can predict whether a woman's breast cancer is likely to spread. It can also predict whether a woman will benefit from chemotherapy. But even with this advance, women and their doctors will still face difficult questions when it comes to choosing a course of treatment. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Catherine Young is a 52-year-old podiatrist living in Stockton, California. In July 2003, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She had surgery to remove the cancer, and then she had to make a difficult decision, whether to follow up the surgery with chemotherapy.
All my life, I've watched what I eat, and I take like 10 vitamins a day. I didn't want to put any chemicals into myself unless I really had to.
The problem is right now, it's hard to say who will benefit from chemotherapy. Sometimes surgery is enough, but sometimes it isn't. And doctors can't tell just by looking at the tumor. So patients have to decide whether to subject themselves to an unpleasant and possibly unnecessary treatment or risk skipping it and having their cancers reappear. Catherine Young's doctor thought she should have the treatment. But she had read about an experimental genetic test called the Oncotype assay that can predict whether chemotherapy would be helpful. The test looks at 21 different genes in a breast tumor and calculates how likely the cancer is to recur. With her oncologist's support, Young decided to take the test.
The test showed that even without chemotherapy, I would still have like 89% survival rate.
So Young decided to skip the chemotherapy. Today at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, Norman Walmark of the cancer consortium called NSABP and his colleagues presented data from several studies of the Oncotype assay that support Catherine Young's decision.
The benefit of chemotherapy was largely restricted to a group of high-risk women, which comprised only about 25% of the entire population.
In other words, women whose cancer was unlikely to recur didn't get any benefit from chemotherapy. The benefit went only to women who were at high risk of a recurrence. That's why people are so excited about the new test.
What these data demonstrate is that one can identify a particular subset that will have the greatest benefit.
But some doctors say there are still questions about how to use the new gene test. Mary Daly is a breast cancer specialist at the Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia.
Everybody realizes that we probably overtreat some large percentage of women because we still can't completely accurately predict how they will do.
The trick is to find how best to make those predictions. Daly says the Oncotype assay is a step in the right direction, but so far the data about the test comes only from women whose breast cancers respond to the hormone estrogen and haven't spread to the lymph nodes. And Daly says even for these patients, there are uncertainties.
Yes, I can maybe know a little bit more about how this person statistically might be predicted to do, but can I immediately use that information to make a treatment decision? I think it's a little premature. For one thing, are we ready to say that if a woman falls into the lower risk category, we should withhold therapy?
Another issue is cost. Right now, the test costs about $3,600. Some insurers will pay, some won't. But researcher Norman Walmark predicts that since the test could save as many as half of breast cancer patients from having far more expensive chemotherapy, it will be embraced by insurance companies.
So from a global cost-effective standpoint, this should make a lot of sense for third-party payers to support. How quickly that's going to happen, I think, remains to be seen.
But it's a question that will keep coming up since more genetic tests for cancer are on the way. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.